A 17-year guerrilla war has left the northern part of Uganda devastated. Most people in the area have been forced to move into government-run camps, and thousands of children have been abducted by the rebels, known as the Lord's Resistance Army, or LRA. Over the last year and a half, Uganda's military has intensified its efforts to defeat the LRA, but the conflict has only worsened. NPR's Jason Bobien reports from Kampala, the capital of the East African nation.
18-year-old Kristen Aban has a recurrent dream. In it, she's running away from the Lord's Resistance Army again and again. Each time, she's captured by the rebels, and they're deciding whether to kill her.
They'll always be debating on whether to kill her or to leave her alive, but usually in that very moment, she wakes up and she begins praying to God.
Aban was abducted by the LRA when she was 16 and spent almost 2 years with the rebels as a cook and a concubine. She escaped in August, but to her dismay, she's pregnant by one of the rebel commanders. Sitting in a thatched hut at a center for former child soldiers, Aban, speaking through a translator, says she's worried about going back to live with her parents in their refugee camp.
She has that fear that if she's to live here, goes back home, they may recapture her because the camp is time and again attacked by rebels and children are abducted often from the camp.
Her main job with the LRA was to cart away loot after the rebels raided a village. The fighters would also force children abducted from the village to march through the lush, thick vegetation to the LRA's hideouts. If the children complained or refused, they were told to lie on the ground and were beaten to death with sticks. Aban makes a chopping motion with her hand at the back of her own skull. She says a commander once ordered her to kill a captive who was too weak to continue marching. Disobeying, she says, wasn't an option.
She said she did that because it's a routine there that once you've given someone to kill and you refuse to do so, they will have already cocked their gun, they shoot you, and instead they make that person be alive.
Aban is one of the estimated 10,000 children who've been abducted by the Lord's Resistance Army over the last 2 years. The LRA claims to want to overthrow the government of Uganda and replace it with an administration based on the Ten Commandments. The cult-like rebel group, however, rarely attacks government targets and has few qualms about violating the biblical commandments against killing, stealing, and adultery. Michael Aruni with the Christian charity World Vision is in charge of the Children of War Center in Gulu, where Kristen Aban is staying. Aruni says the LRA used threats, beatings, and elaborate initiation ceremonies to control the new abductees. One initiation rite is a baptism with oil.
And they will tell the child, with this mark of the chia butter oil, you will never escape. If you escape, the spirits will confuse you, you will never reach home. You will walk until you come back to our camp.
What is currently the Lord's Resistance Army grew out of an earlier rebel militia called the Holy Spirit Mobile Forces. The Holy Spirit movement was founded by a peasant woman named Alice who claimed to channel several spirits. The most powerful of these was the spirit of a dead Italian soldier by the name of Liquena. In 1986, Alice amassed thousands of soldiers from the Acholi tribe in northern Uganda for what the Liquena, through Alice, declared to be a war against evil. And the greatest evil in the land was the government, run by ethnic southerners in Kampala. Catherine Watson was a reporter for the BBC in Uganda at the time. She covered the rise and eventual fall of Alice Liquena.
She's obviously very, very charismatic, and she made these millenarian kind of promises that, you know, when the Acholi get back to Kampala, everyone will have a car.
Watson says at the beginning of the movement, Alice and her guerrilla army were welcomed in northern Uganda. The Ugandan army had a reputation of committing as many atrocities in the region as the rebels. Alice's forces, however, were highly disciplined.
Because the other soldiers had been, you know, they'd have a grenade, they'd get drunk, they'd throw it into a disco in a village, that kind of thing. She stopped all that. The soldiers had to behave. It was all part of the purification thing. So people liked her, actually. People gave her cows.
Alice produced 20 commandments called the Holy Spirit Safety Precautions. Many of the precautions were similar to the biblical Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill. But others were specific to Alice's army. You will execute the orders and only the orders of the Liquena. The 20th commandment, however, was simply bizarre. Thou shalt have two testicles, neither more nor less. And she baptized her soldiers in oil, Watson says, so bullets couldn't penetrate their bodies.
So her soldiers would attack in certain formations without shirts on. And in 87, I saw, you know, piles of bodies of these rebels who had thrown themselves against the guns of the government army.
Initially, the Holy Spirit mobile forces were highly successful, and at one point in 1987 appeared to be in a position to overrun the capital. But then things started to fall apart. Alice was channeling multiple spirits, including an Israeli, a Chinese man named Ching Po, an Arabic spirit who needed a special translator, and an arrogant American called Wrong Element. The spirit Laquena would appear through Alice in order that she be publicly flogged. After just more than a year, Alice's army was defeated. She fled to Kenya late in 1987 and took up residence in a refugee camp. Her war might have been an interesting footnote in Ugandan history, except in her absence, a former altar boy named Joseph Kon claimed to be the new medium for the Laquena.
What we are seeing now is a very nasty, brutal sort of offshoot of something that she started.
Kon's Lord's Resistance Army has brought life in northern Uganda almost to a standstill. His soldiers plant landmines in the dusty red dirt roads, ambush vehicles, and attack remote villages. There are reports almost on a daily basis of rebels hacking and clubbing people to death somewhere in the north of the country. Aid workers who've watched the conflict for years say the Ugandan army's response to the LRA has improved in recent years, as has the soldiers' behavior towards the Acholi people. But still, it's not enough. The army has failed to curb attacks on villages, and widespread abduction of children continues. 12-year-old Richard Odong was abducted along with his 10-year-old brother by the LRA in January. Sitting in a round mud hut at a camp for child abductees, Odong says he watched the rebels beat numerous captives to death. The LRA fighters tied his brother with a rope to several other children, and Odong hasn't seen him since. The thin-limbed 12-year-old also hasn't seen his parents for almost a year. Throughout a 20-minute conversation, he stares at the dirt floor. Then he says, "I just want this war to end," and he finally looks up. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.